Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Saturday night at the Echo Arena. It was meant to be a night in which Sean Masha-Dodd was going to lift the Lonsdale belt. If anything from the first fight was to go by, we'd have thought he would have done it. We knew mentally he was in the right place. We'd heard from him week on week here right in the studio just about his plans to face Scotty Cardle. And then another cracker of a fight in which he dominated. And somehow, it was judged as a draw. Let's speak to the man himself. Morning to you, Masha.
Morning, Steve, my mate.
Are you a little bit gutted? You were absolutely heroic in the way you spoke after the fight, and I'd expect nothing less from you. You're a complete gent. You must have felt after that fight when you went into the dressing room, Masha, like you couldn't have done much more to win that.
No, you're right, mate. I think I got a couple of interviews in there. One from VIP and PT Boxing, which is a cracker, Paul McKenna. And I film as well. In fact, on all of them, I'm emotional on all of them, mate. I just can't hold back how I felt, even though I did try and hold back as much as. But, you know, I shed a tear, mate, because I was... In fact, Danny Kelly hugged me. And when Danny Kelly hugged me, that's when I cried, I sobbed me like a little baby, because that's how much it meant to me. I put 12 weeks of hard graft into it. And 12 rounds as well of tactical boxing, and for nothing, basically.
Well, it wasn't for nothing, because I tell you what, you proved to an awful lot of people and any of the public watching. I unfortunately couldn't be there, but I watched it on the telly. There'll be millions watching that who you proved just how good a boxer you are too. I mean, you're still relatively early in your fight career, but looking at that fight, you fought the classier fight. You dominated the centre of the ring. Your game plan was executed perfectly. You've got to be proud of many aspects of your boxing there, Masha.
I am, yes, Steve. Thanks, mate. Danny Kelly was saying this morning, and Sean as well, saying me boxing was brilliant. It's the best they've seen me box. And they say that every fight, which is great to hear. They say that's the best I've seen you, that's the best I've seen you. So it just shows that we're improving with every fight as it comes. And I'm keeping a lid on things, not getting involved too much and just sticking to the professionalism of the game.
I was watching and listening to the commentary on the television, and without getting sort of too personal about the comments being made, they were talking about Cardle's movement in the first couple of rounds and saying, oh, look at him, he's back to his best, you know, he's moving in that slick way. But actually, he wasn't throwing any punches at you. And I never saw in those very early rounds, I never saw anything to indicate that he'd made the early charges always ahead in those early rounds. And yet Jim Watt and Adam Smith on the telly were saying, oh, well, you know, I think he started the stronger. Did you not feel you dominated from the very off there?
Well, to be fair, mate, in a sense, but I wouldn't... But I'd be a little bit harsh as well on myself because, you know, he was slick, he was moving, and to be fair, he weren't really landing anything as much as I know I was thrown. I missed a lot of shots in the early rounds, but I threw a lot of shots as well. So I was still landing with shots just as much as he was, because he was moving a lot and I was missing a lot. They were obviously scoring the fight to him, but we expected that in the first couple of rounds for his movement to stay away and avoid us, and I was, and that was our game plan, just to keep closing the ring off, keep clever pressure, and we'll soon catch up with him. And then when we catch up with him, we can turn the screw a little bit, and that's exactly what we've done.
He was avoiding you. I tell you what, he really was going out of his way to avoid you. Yeah, was there a bit of frustration in yourself in the sense of the number of shots you were throwing, but you missed quite a few?
Not really, Steve, because I felt great and I knew he had a lot in the tank anyway, but I just didn't want to waste too many shots so it looks bad on the judges' cards and on the eye, because I could have threw punches for the 12 rounds every second, mate, non-stop. But, you know, it just doesn't look good. It's not right. So I just had to just keep saying to myself, you'll come. You'll catch up with him. You'll soon run out of ideas. And he did.
Were you baiting him? What were you saying in his ear? I could see you having a little chat at one point where you were trying to wind him up.
He was trying to you know, he heard his dad. His dad's like an old woman. I could hear like an old woman screaming outside the ring. And so when I hit him with his shots, we were laughing. I was laughing, and I hit him with a couple of shots. Joe was shouting to him. I could hear Joe Gallagher shouting, "There it is, slip, miss, counter," and he just couldn't do it. He went throwing it, and he was going, I know, to Joe, and I was laughing, going, "You can't hit me, can you? You can't hit me." And then I was hitting him, and I was hitting him, and I was going, "I'm catching up with you." And he knew it. Looking into his eyes, whatever he's saying on Twitter and this and that, he's lying, because me and him know each other personally, and he knew I had him. I had him in my back pocket, mate.
That's the great thing about watching on the telly. You can hear the conversations in the corner. And Joe Gallagher, just ahead of sending him out for the very final round, said to him, "You have to knock him out, otherwise you have lost this." He definitively said to his fighter, "You have lost this." Now, that sort of stands up this whole idea of how on earth was it judged in the way it was judged.
Exactly, mate. And Joe Gallagher is an honest man, and Joe was being honest as well. And when he said in his interview afterwards later on, "Oh yeah, I've just given him a little bit of a, you know, kick up the backside." No, you weren't, Joe. You knew you were being honest, and he knew he had to go out and knock him out. He was in it. He knew it, mate, and he couldn't do it. And I knew as well. Danny said to me at the end of the last round, "Box, don't get involved. Box this round, and you've won it." And I boxed it. I won the round. I won the 12th round as well. And I just don't see how the decision come about, to be fair.
No, there was that wonderful moment when the bell went at the end and you ran up to the camera and you said, "Birkenhead, baby."
Yeah, Birkenhead. I just didn't know what to and I'm just proud from where I'm from. And, you know, so it was just a little, you don't really hear Birkenhead on the telly, do you really? So I thought, I've got to give our town a little shout.
It was absolutely brilliant. And it showed you euphoria. It's just a shame that it worked out the way it did. If you hadn't, and this is all hypothetical, but you clearly won the very last round. You boxed that last round brilliantly. But if you hadn't won that last round, are we inferring from that the judges would have said you'd have lost the fight?
Well, it's looking like that, mate, isn't it, to be fair? But, you know, I still don't see how that was. And the knockdown as well, you know, I think I scored a knockdown in there because I hit him with the shots. He know that he got caught with shots. Okay, he might have been jumping around like he was on hot coal, but that's not my fault. If he's jumping around like on hot coal and a glove lands as a punch, scoring punch lands, and he hits the canvas, it's ruled as a knockdown. They're the rules. Last fight, he hit me with two clear forearm slams down the back of the neck, and I tumble over, and I got stopped. I didn't even get a standing eight. I got stopped, and a 12th round, mate. It's disgusting, isn't it?
I'm sure you want to pay tribute to those fans that were in there, Masha. Best atmosphere of the night, from what I could tell.
Steve, without the fans, I wouldn't be doing it, to be fair, mate. The support is phenomenal. And it's not just Birkenhead, mate, either, because the Birkenhead support is amazing. They're like a big family. But the family's got bigger now. You know, Liverpool, you know, Manchester, even Blackpool, Newcastle, you know, every town, you know, or place in this country, and even worldwide. I've had people from America. There's a fella, I think, from South Korea. King Jun Don or something like that. Someone had tweeted about the fight, and he tweeted, and someone took a photo of it, and he said, "Mashin is a good man, and he deserved that win." Jensen Button as well. Jensen Button's been tweeting to Eddie, saying Mashin won the fight, and he's a better boxer than Cardle. Wouldn't you want to take him on?
Absolutely. Look, Cardle's going to be running scared, Mashin. But I don't see how he can avoid a third fight with you. I have no idea. I mean, he cannot honestly stake claim to saying he won that fight. So,
no, mate.
Yeah, have you had any indication early doors that he doesn't want it or that Hearn does want it?
Well, I don't. I haven't heard nothing, to be fair, mate. And I know they might talk brave and stuff like that on Twitter and what have you. But you know, I can't see him wanting it again, mate, because next time round, it won't go the distance, and I make that, and I know that for sure, because I've got the feeling of him now, and his movement he was at his best Saturday night, and I dealt with the best movement, and it took a couple of rounds when I was throwing chopping shots over the top. And then when I brought them underneath with the uppercuts and the hooks, that's when he started landing. That's when he started making funny noises and grunting. And that's when I started pulling tongues and laughing at him, because I knew then, I've got you. He was no, he had nowhere to run. So next time round, I've got him, mate. I know I've got his number easily.
I sincerely hope that has to happen. Look, a quick thought. I know Rocky got up after he was knocked down, came back to win his fight. But, of course, the sensational Callum Smith as well, finishing off the night. He's, I know you were getting changed at the time, so you probably didn't see it then. But what a, he's a beast, isn't he?
Oh, mate. Do you know what? We watched it back with me our fella. We watched the fight back a couple of times and analysed it. I've analysed it, the fact where you're trying to pick out, you know, that it weren't us, but you can see that we did win the fight. And then we watched Rocky Fielding's fight, and honest to God, it's, you know, what a warrior. Some of the shots he took to the body and to the head, and he just didn't show any pain. He just come through, true warrior. And then Callum Smith, he looked like a giant. He was a beast in there, mate. I couldn't believe the size of him. I thought, but had something in my eye, you know, in the other eye when I was looking at the other fella. But Callum Smith is what he is. He's a beast, mate. He's a top talent, and he's a really, really exciting prospect to follow. And he's a really gentleman as well. He's a class act.
Well done, Rocky. Well done, Callum. And well done to yourself, Masha. We're going to call you champ because you're the champ in my eyes. That was clearly a win for you.
We'll
see you on Thursday morning.
Cheers, Steve. Look forward to it, mate.
Take care. Sean Masha-Dodd there. What a fight he was involved in on Saturday night.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.